Hey Black Divas, we hope you're really loving the show. If you love us, please share us with a friend. It's the only way we can continue to grow and bring you helpful resources so that you can live your best life each and every day. Now let's get into this episode. This is the Black Diva Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Dani B. Here to inspire you with your daily dose of Black Girl Magic. This podcast highlights Black female bloggers that generate inspiring work and encourages all Black women to live their best life. So continue to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so that you can get your life on the daily. It's Women Within Wednesday, episode 169 of the Black Diva Daily Podcast. On Wednesdays, we hold up our mental mirror and focus within. Today's post is titled, 6 Zero-Cost Effective Ways to Reduce Stress by Chelsea of CrownedAndVenus.com. Stress is never the plan, but for some reason, it makes its way into our lives like it pays rent. You and I can both agree that we did not bargain for this entire adulting thing to be this stressful. I would just rather be living the baby girl life in Japan right now. That's surely a way to manage your stress. Sadly, as we grow, we gain more and more responsibilities, which means more things to act as stressors in your life. There's too much that can stress a person out. For one, there are people that have made it their sole purpose, and things like work or school are not made to be a breeze either. And of course, as much as you love to not have to work a day in your life, you know pretty well that being broke is just not an option. Rather be rich and stressed than broke and stressed, right? Well, since you can't really throw away your siblings or quit your work and be a freeloader for too long, the best thing you can do for yourself is to set measures to help relieve your stress. Here's how you can reduce and manage that pent-up tension without taking a dime out of your wallet. As a disclaimer, what works for you may not work for another person, and vice versa. Grounding or earthing. The earth has literally given us all we need at ease to scale this world. And one of it is grounding. It was actually a coincidence when I figured out that this simple activity soothes my stress and anxiety in seconds. I kid you not. So what is grounding? According to Healthline, grounding is a therapeutic technique that involves doing activities that ground or electrically reconnect you to the earth. It might sound like something weird and complicated, but you'll be surprised to know how effortless and simple it is. In fact, we're going to try it now. Find a hard tile ground, or if you're outside, that's perfect. Now, take off your shoes and gently place your feet on the ground. Do you feel that vibration moving upward in your entire body? I don't know what it is, but there's something about the cold ground that literally feels like heaven's kiss. Whenever you feel stressed out or tired, try taking off your shoes and socks or whatever and just place your bare feet on the ground. I'm sure you're like, who the hell is this weirdo? But just try it and tell me if it works. I did a little digging and it turns out grounding could be practiced in several ways. For example, laying on the ground. If you ever wondered why you feel better sleeping on the ground, this is why. Floating in water. I can speak to this. Yoga and meditation. Yoga has to be one of the best ways to release all the pent-up stress and tension in your body. Merely doing basic yoga stretches goes a long way in making you feel relaxed and loose. For me, once I start to feel tension build up in my neck and my shoulder muscles, I roll out my mat and do a 15-minute yoga exercise. There are a couple of YouTube channels I follow for my yoga practices. My favorite for now is Kino Yoga. She's got several yoga challenges that are beginner-friendly. Check her out. Alo Yoga is another favorite, but I find that a lot more challenging. I'm not really into meditation. I find it a bit weird just sitting still in silence, so I don't do it very often. But I can't deny that it actually makes a huge difference in my mood when I meditate. Having a guided breathing exercise is really relaxing. It loosens up the tension in your body and declutters your mind. Sometimes I have this tight feeling in my head when I'm overwhelmed with a lot of things running through my mind. I find that meditation is pretty useful in kind of lightly decluttering your mind and releasing any feeling of anxiety. Do one of your favorite things from your childhood. There's this peace and joy that comes with going back to that carefree place in our lives. Your childhood, for most people at least, was probably a time where you were truly oblivious and carefree to external stresses. So picking up an activity that you enjoyed when you were a kid takes you back to those good old days and refills you with a lot of positivity. For me, I've gone back to watching some of my favorite Cartoon Network shows. Some other things you could do is get a coloring book, Legos, pick up any of your favorite childhood games, tic-tac-toe, or you could just play with your imagination. You could be Beyonce for the moment. Flavored green tea. I never used to be a fan of tea because as a kid, I was not allowed to take the grown-up teas, and they really meant tea bags. But I knew it was just meant to be. Green tea and herbal tea has really come in handy whenever I needed to chill out or ease my period pain without having any sweetener. My favorite kind of green tea is flavored, like the ones infused with fruits like orange and honey or whatever you like. Just think about how it feels to place a warm towel on your body. That's what it's like drinking green tea after waking up in the morning and probably anticipating a stressful day of work. It's also perfect for cold weather, if you're not booed up. Single people deserve warmth too. Talk to someone that gives you butterflies. Sometimes just hearing the voice of someone you're really into could lift your mood. As goofy as it sounds, it actually works. So drop that hard guy attitude for a second and hit that person up. Take a nap. One thing I'll never buy in my lifetime is the idea that depriving yourself of sleep would somehow make you successful. Who the hell came up with the theory that if you're getting a full 8 hours of sleep, you're somehow unproductive? Seriously, who? Let's step outside and have a chat. There's no better way to relieve your stress than taking a sexy nap, because who's stressing you in your sleep? Think of it as a recharge. Sometimes you need to recharge more than once a day. And that's okay. The world is a hectic place. And if you ignore your body's needs, then it'll definitely shut down on you when you may need it the most. Don't let it get to that point. Take care of your beautiful body. Don't wait until you have total burnout before you whip out these simple tools. Treat your health like the most profitable investment out there, because it is. You've just listened to the post titled 6-0 Cost Effective Ways to Reduce Stress by Chelsea of crownedandvenus.com. Chelsea is the creator behind Crowned and Venus. She shares some of her lifestyle tips and personal development tips learned from experience and research. Chelsea writes the following: in the present climate, it's hard to not feel lost trying to get your life together. Instagram Reels have created a detachment from reality for most of us. But the truth is, your journey to independence isn't an easy task. Chelsea shares her own journey and lessons learned so we can all grow into our ideal self. Hey Black Divas, it's Danny B here with my personal thoughts on today's blog post. So I loved some of the tips that Chelsea shared for zero cost ways to avoid stress. And so I really like to add one that's really been helping me over these last couple of weeks, and that is exercise. Now, Chelsea mentioned yoga, and that's a form of exercise too, but I challenge you to find exercise in the way that you enjoy the most, whether it's biking, like not even on a mobile, I mean, not a stationary bike, but maybe a regular bike, going through trails. This fall weather is perfect for that. Or perhaps you're like me and it's dance classes. dance classes don't feel like exercise to me, but they are exercise and they help me relieve stress. And I know what you're thinking, Danielle, there's no free dance classes out here. This might be true. So I definitely recommend going on YouTube University, searching. I even found a trap cardio exercise that I've been doing a lot lately that has really been a lot of fun. There's tons of free dance fitness workouts on YouTube. And then also, I think there still is a possibility out there to find free dance classes. I know lots of gyms do like free trials, so you could take a class there. I know my local like parks and planning group, they have different fall festival events where they're doing like line dance demonstrations. Just be creative, but you don't have to spend a lot of money. As Chelsea pointed out, there are many different ways to do it for zero to no cost. So check out the tips in her blog. I challenge you to actually go to her physical posts. You'll see other helpful links there, as well as links to other blogs that she's written to help bring home this point that she's made here. So check it out. If this episode left you inspired, please review, subscribe, and tune in on Friday. Hey Black Divas, if there's a topic that you'd like to hear more about, email us at info@blackdivadaily.com.